Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Today's going to be another hot one. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index feeling like triple digits. But we'll talk about the cold front that'll make it feel more comfortable tomorrow. Coming up.
And a fire destroys a home here in Fuquay Varina. Just ahead, a look at the large response from firefighters as they worked to extinguish the flames.
And the well-being of students is top of mind this morning in Wake County. How school leaders plan to support your child's mental health this school year. School starting very soon for a lot of kids in our area. We'll get to that story coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here this morning, making us part of your routine on a Tuesday, which that routine will change next week for those traditional calendar students. They will be headed back to school, so a lot of talk on that topic. And that will lead us into bus stop forecasts, all kinds of fun stuff like that. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yes, it will. Big changes out there. We're taking a look at what's happening in Sanford right now. Live look at some cloud cover that you'll notice across the viewing area this morning. That will keep our temperatures from warming up as quickly as they might if the sun were brighter, but it's still not going to keep us from being very hot this afternoon. 75, the current temperature in the triangle, our dew point 69, so it's warm and sticky out there, and that will bring us a heat index this afternoon around 100 to 102 across the area. It stays dry today, but we will see some increasing clouds this afternoon. We'll hit that high of 95 around 4 o'clock and clouding up this evening. And there may be a sprinkle or two with that front around midnight in our southern counties, but it won't be anything very measurable. Watching the tropics, very busy. We have Harold, a new tropical storm as of early this morning. And of course, Franklin, that's likely to make landfall in Hispaniola. We're going to go over the rest of it coming up in a few minutes, but let's talk about Harold here. We're looking at that storm making landfall right around lunchtime with as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain across South Texas and parts of Mexico. And then tomorrow, Franklin moves across Hispaniola, bringing as much as 10 to 15 inches of rain there, possibly becoming a Category 1 hurricane as it sits out in the Atlantic. And then from there, we'll take a look at where that storm may be headed up past Bermuda and off the coast of the United States. That's likely to cause some high rip current danger for us by early next week. And we'll, of course, we'll watch that storm very carefully. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. And this is our live look at I-40 at Garner Road. There's some major slowdowns along 40 right now because of a brand new crash that just popped up on our sensor. So give yourself plenty of extra time if you're using that stretch of road. Here it is. We have multiple pockets of red that are showing up on our sensors all because of this crash that is near South Saunders Street right there between Garner Road and South Saunders Street. So keeping an eye on that. And as we zoom back out, we actually can track how many minutes this delay is up to. It's up to a 10-minute delay if you're coming in from the Johnson County area, 40 westbound and trying to get over to US 1 and 440 out to the western side of Raleigh. Wider look, we have a couple of other crashes that are out there, but they're all minor in nature, not causing any major delays. And along the northern side of the Beltline, also give yourself about 10 to 15 minutes extra if you're using that stretch of road this morning as well. Michelle and Jeff.
All right, thanks, Brett. We're following breaking news this morning. A fire ripped through a house in southwestern Wake County overnight. It happened on Piney Grove Wilbon Road. That's near Fuquay Varina. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us from the Fuquay Varina Fire Department. Laura, walk us through what happened.
Well, Michelle, the damage of that home is pretty extensive. In fact, this morning, not much remains. Get a look at this video where you can see the large response from overnight from firefighters, EMS, and the Wake County Sheriff's Office. This all happened on Piney Grove Wilbon Road around midnight. That's exactly the time when the crews arrived there at the scene. As you can see, they are extinguishing the flames, and you can even see the charred exterior of that building just completely destroyed. This is actually an abandoned house on Piney Grove Wilbon Road. The road was closed off for several hours overnight. It has since reopened around 3 o'clock this morning. We do know, as I've mentioned, it is an abandoned home, so no one was inside the house and no injuries to report from this. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Fuquay Varina.
Today we'll find out how Wake County schools will support your child's mental health during the next school year, which starts in 6 days. Counseling and student services staff from across the district are meeting right now in Apex. They plan to talk about new initiatives this year to support social and emotional learning, positive behavior, and mental health. That summit started a few minutes ago, 8 o'clock at Apex Friendship High School. We're working to learn more about a shooting that happened in Zebulon. Police responded to East North Street around 9:30 last night. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows officers searching in and around a townhouse, placing evidence markers there. Police don't believe there's an ongoing threat of any sort to that community. There's no word on whether an arrest has been made or if anyone was hurt.
Cleanup is just getting started in Southern California after Hillary's heavy rains. The historic storm left flood damage and deep mud all across the region. The storm has also caused flooding in Nevada, including at Mount Charleston in the southern part of the state, where campers needed to be evacuated.
New this morning, state troopers are investigating a crash involving a motorcycle and SUV. This video shows the location where it happened last night in Cumberland County. You can see the markings on the road there from the accident. It was at Emerald Stone Loop and Elk Road. No word yet on the victim's conditions or what led to that crash.
We are 2 days out from former President Donald Trump being arrested in Fulton County. This is a live look at the Fulton County Jail, where Trump says he'll turn himself in on Thursday. The arrest stems from his most recent indictment in Georgia, where he and 18 co-defendants are accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election. So here's what we know about Trump's booking process. He's expected to post a $200,000 bond. It's a deal his legal team and the district attorney's office agreed to yesterday. Other release conditions include barring Trump from using social media to target his co-defendants, as well as any witnesses. Several other suspects in the case also agreed to bond orders yesterday.
A family is in need of your help this morning as they search for their 15-year-old. Take a look at your screen right here. Fuquay Varina police say Justin Nelson was last seen Saturday. We're told he suffers from ADHD and PTSD. Justin has a scar on his left shin that's approximately 3 inches long, and he was last seen wearing a sleeveless button-down shirt and dark gray pants or jeans. Authorities say the 15-year-old could be riding a mini orange and white dirt bike or on a skateboard. If you see Justin anywhere, you are urged to call police.
A casino may be coming to a large piece of land in Rockingham County. The decision did not come without an outpouring of opposition from community members, though. Hundreds of people came to the county commissioner's meeting last night to voice their disapproval. The rezoning opens up 192 acres along U.S. 220 near Madison for the possible development of a casino. The land is next to a camp for children with disabilities called Camp Carefree. Opponents were left disappointed after commissioners voted unanimously for the rezoning, saying it could create thousands of jobs for the county.
You know, it seemed like there was a lot of deflection, a lot of community concerns not actually addressed by the commissioners.
And whether the land will become home to a casino depends on state lawmakers reaching a deal to allow casinos on non-tribal land. Casinos are also proposed in Nash and Anson counties as well.
The FDA has approved its very first vaccine to prevent infections in newborns. How doctors think this will help to slow the rate of hospitalizations this fall.
Plus, Lana Del Rey has just announced a limited tour. We'll tell you where you can catch her performance right here in North Carolina.
It's going to be a hot one today. We have some milky sunshine out there, some high thin clouds. We'll hit 95 with a heat index in the low triple digits. A front comes through to make it feel much more comfortable tomorrow. We may see that again next week. We'll go over our best chances for rain coming up.
Welcome back on your Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:11. This is a live look over Apex. Couple people on the roads this morning. It is going to be a very hot day. Temperatures nearing almost 100 today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will have more on that coming up. But first, Elizabeth, we have to talk about the tropics because there is a lot happening right now.
There is. You know, it was a lot yesterday and it hasn't changed much. Of course, we were tracking Hillary in the Pacific yesterday as it had already moved on shore. Of course, that storm has dissipated, but still a lot of cleanup to be done across Southern California and the Southwest. New story this morning, Harold became a tropical storm in the 2 a.m. advisory. We also have Tropical Storm Franklin likely to move over the island of Hispaniola tomorrow and then possibly becoming a hurricane as it moves northward. Gert has dissipated, but there are a couple other waves coming off the coast of Africa that we'll have our eye on. Let's move over to Harold because this storm is already pushing some heavy rain into Texas right now. It's moving northwest at 18 with winds at 45 miles per hour. The heavy rain is likely to be a bigger deal here. here. We'll zoom in and take a look at our alerts here. We have a tropical storm warning in effect around Corpus Christi and really all of central and southern Texas coast. And that is likely to just continue to move inland and push to the west after making landfall right around lunchtime. But as I mentioned, we're already seeing some heavy rain pushing onto the coast. The storm's likely to have 50 mile per hour winds as it makes landfall. Let's talk about some of those rainfall totals that we could end up seeing from Corpus Christi southward. It could be anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, could be up to 6 inches in some places. But as it moves into Mexico, we could see up to 10 inches in some places, especially as it moves into this mountainous area, and more likely that we'll end up with some mudslides there. Tropical storm Franklin likely to make landfall here across Haiti and the Dominican Republic tomorrow, and then move out into some very warm temperatures in the Atlantic, where it could gain strength and become a Category 1 hurricane. After that, it's likely to continue to push northward. So watch the path of this storm. We're going to kick this off on Friday after it moves past Hispaniola. This is going to be Sunday. And then we'll pause it here Monday. It's going to be very close to Bermuda right there, sitting off the coast of the United States, likely to produce some pretty hefty rip current danger over the weekend and early next week on the beaches of North Carolina and really the beaches of the East Coast. Right now, it looks like it would stay offshore, but it's pretty close. So we'll keep our eye on it definitely closely. In terms of how much rainfall it's likely to dump on Hispaniola, could be anywhere from 5 to 10 to some isolated 15-inch total. So they're likely to see a lot of damaging flooding there. What we're seeing this morning is a lot of high thin cloud cover. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Our temperatures this afternoon likely to range from the mid to upper 90s, 98 in Fayetteville, 93 Durham, 95 in Raleigh. We don't have any rain in our forecast, even though we'll see a front that comes through tonight and brings us a much more comfortable day tomorrow. Our next best chance of rain won't come until we see our front on Saturday. And behind Saturday's front, we get a nice drop. So getting ready to see a big roller coaster ride. Tomorrow looks like the nicest day to come, but we also are looking at some highs in the 80s for Sunday and Monday. Brett?
Elizabeth, let's take a look at traffic. We have a few things out on the roadways that we got to get to let you know on your way to work this morning. There are a number of slowdowns from normal congestion this time of day, but we also have a couple of new incidents that have popped up. First, we're going to go towards Fayetteville Road at 1010 Road. There's a disabled vehicle that's causing some pretty big backups on 401 if you're heading in from the southern part of Wake County. Just definitely keep that in mind. Another spot on the southern part of Wake County is on NC 42 near Rock Service Station Road. That's a crash that happened right there, and we are seeing some red on the sensor. So just two incidents that are really causing some major backups. I-40 at Garner Road, an earlier crash has caused quite some congestion out there on the highway. Keep that in mind if you have to use that stretch of roadway as well this morning. And coming in to Raleigh right now, we got an 11-minute delay coming in from the Wake Forest area on US 1 southbound, 9 minutes coming in from US 1 northbound from the Apex area. So definitely some delays out there this morning. Just give yourself plenty of extra room, plenty of extra time out there on the roadways. Jeff.
Thanks, Brett. A historic move in the fight against RSV. The FDA has approved its very first vaccine to prevent infections in newborns. It's a Pfizer vaccine first given to pregnant women to protect their babies from the highly contagious and dangerous respiratory virus. Medical experts say the protection is for the child's first 6 months of life. The move comes as we approach the fall and winter months where RSV cases tend to spike. A new antibody for RSV was also recently approved for use in babies and children. There's also a new vaccine for elderly adults.
Together, we think this is going to have a major impact on the number of hospitalizations.
Medical doctors say that they are also hopeful about new COVID boosters that are expected to be authorized in the coming weeks.
Teachers across the state are heading back to school with a new law they have not had time to prepare for. The Parents' Bill of Rights became law last week and is already in effect in schools. Governor Cooper vetoed the bill, but lawmakers overturned the veto last week. The president of the state's largest teachers group, NCAE, says that she's hearing concerns about part of the law that requires schools to get parental permission if a student wants to use a different name or pronouns at school. She says that could make some kids who need support afraid to talk to their teachers.
We know that not every student who comes to us at school has a caring adult, and sometimes the educator or other school personnel is that caring adult for that student. And so it does create barriers to provide a safe and secure environment for those particular students.
And supporters of the law say students should be directed to talk to their parents about issues like sexual orientation and gender identity. The law also bans any teaching or discussion about those issues in the classroom from kindergarten through fourth grade. And the bill will require school districts to do more to inform parents of rights they have over their child's education, like how to inspect classroom materials or lesson plans, and how to opt their students out of surveys they might object to. It also sets a limit for how long schools can delay responding to a parent's questions before the parents can take the matter to the superintendent or school board. Districts will have to modify policies or write new ones to comply with the new law.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we're following some breaking news just into our newsroom. We got reports of an armed robbery at a Zaxby's at 920 MLK Parkway in Raleigh. This happened about 8:04 last night. Police say someone walked into the restaurant, ordered food, and when he paid for his food, when the cash register was open, he reached in and grabbed some money out of the cash register. The person working the counter at the time tried to stop him. They got into some type of altercation, but that suspect got away and apparently in an unknown car. Probably say they don't know how much money was stolen, but this happened at the Zaxby's at MLK Parkway in the 900 block in Raleigh.
Ken, thanks for that. Our area's three biggest hospital systems are taking steps to get more beds. Duke Health, UNC Health, and Wake Med filed applications to the state health department. Wake Med wants to put the new beds in a new five-story tower. Project would cost $157 million. UNC and Duke would add the beds to existing space. The state reports Wake County needs 44 more acute care beds in the next 2 years. Statewide, the number is 488. New this morning, Japan plans to release radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean as early as Thursday. The decision comes after months of heightened public concern and pushback from neighboring countries. The water in the plant was contaminated with highly radioactive material after Japan's devastating 2011 earthquake and tsunami. It has been treated and stored in massive tanks, but now space is running out. UN safety regulators say the plant is safe and will have little or no environmental impact.
Hundreds of West Virginia University students are protesting the school's proposed budget cuts that could jeopardize over 30 majors.
Our entire life, we've been told we are the future. Today is the day we step up and lead the present. Thank you.
The students wore red in honor of West Virginia coal miners who fought to unionize back in the 1920s. Earlier this month, the university proposed addressing a $45 million deficit by cutting 9% of majors and 7% of faculty. The school says the cuts could affect over 400 students, but that's just the number of students whose first major is accounted for. Labor Day weekend is in 2 weeks, and AAA says more people are booking travel than last year's holiday. That includes flights, hotels, rental cars, and cruises. Domestic travel bookings for Labor Day weekend are up 4%. International bookings are up a whopping 44%. And for those going by car, gas prices are likely to be similar to Labor Day last year, which in North Carolina averaged about $3.49 a gallon.
So, Michelle, if folks are looking to travel after Labor Day for a cheaper than usual fare, you want to hear this. Breeze Airways is putting fall flights on sale with 30% off round trip tickets to 8 destinations out of our DU. It applies to destinations like Las Vegas, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Tampa, Fort Myers, Florida. And you have to travel between September 5th and December 19th. It's an offer that only lasts through Thursday. Use the code YOUDOYOU at checkout. Rolls-Royce has unveiled a $30 million car. Check it out. The La Rose Noir drop tail can reach 62 miles per hour in just under 5 seconds. It also comes with a matching watch and champagne chest. Yeah, of course it does. This specific car was custom made for a buyer in Pebble Beach, California. Only 4 of them will be made. They look pretty sleek.
Okay, right, so you're getting the car, but rest assured, you're also getting a watch and a champagne chest. So I guess that makes it worth a $30 million price tag, right?
That's a deal.
It's a deal. It's a steal. $30 million. Could you imagine? I mean, not having $30 million in your bank account, having $30 million to just throw at a car. That's unbelievable. I mean, it's beautiful. Where's the handle on the door? How do you get in that?
It's a limited edition. Only make a few of them.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who's going to buy them.
Me too. I want to be their friend.
They're pretty cool. Finals of American Ninja Warrior kicked off last night, and with a local on the course, Brandon Thomas from Apex competed, fought his way to the end, but he missed a grab on the cargo net. He does still have a chance to move on. There's the miss right there. Oof, so close. He's ranked number 14, so we have to wait to see if he keeps his spot next week when the other half of the finalists compete on the course. The top 24 advanced to the race in the second stage, so he could be bumped from his spot, or he could keep it, depending on some of the others do. Next round airs next Monday at 8 o'clock right here on WRAL.
Lana Del Rey is hitting the road for a limited tour this fall. Live Nation made the announcement on Monday. You can catch her performance in 10 cities in the U.S., including Charlotte. She'll be singing at the PNC Music Pavilion on September 29th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Well, if you haven't seen some of this summer's blockbuster movies, it may be a good thing you held off when you can go to the theater and catch a film for $4.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another hot day. Tuesday is going to be about 95 degrees. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with what temperatures are feeling like right now.
Mostly mid to upper 70s across our area. 76 in Wilson, 75 in Durham, and 77 in Fayetteville. This is a live look at our cameras in each spot, and you'll notice a good bit of cloud cover. Some of that's just high, thin clouds, but it will help to keep our temperatures from climbing quite as quickly this morning. You can walk out the door to temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. But it's going to feel very sticky, very muggy today. We'll see a high of 95, and it will feel more like 102 with the heat index. But it's been very dry lately. You may need to start pulling out the sprinklers. We don't have rain in our forecast until we get closer to the weekend. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic, and we have a number of crashes that are out there on the roadways right now. A lot of slowdowns. You can see all those icons that are on there. Over 10 crashes right now out on the roadways, according to our sensors. Some of them are minor in nature. Other ones, though, are causing some big backups, like this one that is near I-40 on US 1 coming in from the Apex area. Give yourself plenty of extra time. Here's our live look at Walnut Street. There's all that traffic that we're talking about, at least 10 to 15 minutes extra if you're coming in on US 1. Another one on Wade Avenue that just popped up. It's not causing any delays yet. There is another disabled vehicle, though, at 1010 Road on Fayetteville Road coming in from that part of Wake County, Michelle. That is causing some major backups as well.
All right. Thanks, Brett. A large fire ripped through a house in southwestern Wake County overnight. This happened on Piney Grove, Wilbon Road near Fuquay Verena. Authorities say no one was living in the home. Next on Fox 50, an investigation is underway after a shooting last night in Zebulon. And up next on Today, the American sprinter who's now the fastest man in the world joins them live.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Another hot day on tap around town, 95 in Raleigh, 93 Durham, 98 in Fayetteville, and it will feel like the triple digits with the heat index. But a front comes through to make it feel more comfortable tomorrow. I'll show you.
And breaking news, we're following a fire overnight engulfs a home in Wake County. WRAL's Laura Levine breaks down what we have learned from fire officials.
Counselors from across Wake schools gathering today to talk through new strategies for student mental health. Why the district says it's important to prioritize this in the year ahead.
And thank you for joining us here, making us part of your Tuesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty warm out there. Nice. I mean, a couple clouds in the sky, but, you know, it's going to warm up again today. I wanted to do some gardening outside, but I don't know if that's going to happen, Elizabeth, because it's going to get really, really hot out there. I might have to set up the sprinklers and then go back inside.
You know, if you can wait till tomorrow, it will feel much better. We take a live look across Wake County, and you can see how hazy it is. Lots of haze in the atmosphere right now. We do have some high, thin cloud cover out there, and that may help to keep our temperatures from climbing quite as quickly, but we're still headed into the mid to upper 90s. Right now, now it's 75 degrees in the Triangle. Our dew point 69, and that definitely puts us way over on the muggy meter. Our heat index this afternoon, it'll feel like 101 at 3 o'clock, 102 at 4 o'clock. But overnight tonight, a front comes through, and that's going to push out a lot of that humidity and allow our temperatures to climb only into the upper 80s for tomorrow. So that's going to be a noticeable difference. But still, we're dealing with the heat this afternoon, with that high around 95. It stays dry with that front coming through. But of course, we have a lot of activity out there in the tropics. Harold is a new storm as of 2 a.m. And we have Franklin, which is likely to make landfall and cross Hispaniola tomorrow, moving out into the Atlantic. It could produce some high rip current danger for us a little later in the week. This storm, Harold, is making landfall at around lunchtime in southern Texas as a tropical storm at 50 mile per hour winds. Could be 5 to 10 inches of rain with that system. And we'll walk through those rainfall totals coming up. And we'll just watch Franklin here moving across Hispaniola, potentially becoming a Category 1 hurricane as it moves out into the Atlantic. And where is that headed? Well, it's likely to hang out here near the Bahamas for a little while, gain some strength, and move to the west of Bermuda and east of the coast of the United States. But in that position, it could cause a lot of rip current danger for us this weekend and into early next week. We'll talk more about what could happen through the tropics in the next few days coming up.
Today, the state's largest school district is identifying ways to support your child's mental health during the upcoming school year. WRL's Keenan Willard joins us live at Apex Friendship High School. Keenan, how are these school leaders planning to prioritize these initiatives?
Well, they're just getting started here today. You can see we've had over the course of the last hour dozens of counselors and support service staff from across Wake Schools making their way into the high school here at Apex Friendship for this annual counseling and student support services summit that's taking place in the Wake District. The district says this annual counseling kickoff conference gives staff the chance to talk through new mental health strategies for this year, including a focus on supporting social and emotional learning, positive behavior, and overall student mental health. It comes as the district expanded access to mental health care on campuses last fall, bringing in services to a total of 40 campuses. WRL has found that the CDC says in the last decade, rates of depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts have been rising among young people. It's one of the challenges the district's new superintendent, Robert Taylor, will have to face when he takes the reins of the district for the new semester starting this fall. Now, this summit is just getting underway here. We are talking with district leaders about some of their priorities for the new year. They say they're seeing more need for mental health services in the wake of the pandemic. We're talking through what some of those new services will look like up ahead on the WRL Evening News and the News at Noon. Keenan Willard, WRL News.
And we're working to follow breaking news this morning. A fire ripped through a house in southwestern Wake County overnight. It happened here on Piney Grove, Wilbin Road. That's near Fuquay Arena. WRL's Laura Levine breaks down what we've learned from fire officials.
Not much remains today from that home that caught on fire overnight here in Fuquay Arena. Let's get to some of that video where you can see the large response from firefighters, EMS, and the Wake County Sheriff's Office. They responded to this just before midnight on Piney Grove, Wilbin Road. You can see crews working to extinguish the flames and the extent of the damage with the charred exterior building there. The road was closed for quite some time, but it reopened around 3 o'clock this morning. We know that the home was abandoned, so nobody was there when it all took place. No injuries to report from this. Laura Levine, WRL News in Fuquay Arena.
We're also working to learn more about a shooting that happened in Zebulon. Police responded to East North Street around 9:30 last night. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows officers searching in and around a townhouse, placing evidence markers, you see. And police do not believe there is any type of ongoing threat in that community because of this. There's no word on whether an arrest has been made or if anyone was hurt. And new this morning, state troopers are investigating a crash involving a motorcycle and SUV. This video shows the location where it happened last night in Cumberland County. You see markings on the road from that accident, Emerald Stone Loop and Elk Road. No word yet on the victim's condition or what led to the crash.
Rescuers in California are going to extraordinary measures to rescue people from devastation caused by Hillary. Crews used a front loader to bring people to safety at the Coachella Valley after the storm left the roads there just filled with mud. The storm also caused widespread flooding in Southern California. Hillary left at least one person dead in Mexico, where it made landfall. There are no reports of any deaths in the U.S.
A man accused of beating his parents at their home in Raleigh is now facing a murder charge after his mother died from her injuries. 29-year-old Christopher McCullough is expected in court today to face the upgraded charge. The Wake County DA says the suspect's mother died from her injuries Monday. McCullough is accused of attacking his own parents at their home on Ingate Way earlier this month. Investigators say he beat them until they were unconscious, right in front of a young child.
Any murder certainly is horrific, but when it involves people within the same family, you know, those are certainly very tragic situations. We look forward to bringing justice to this victim and her family.
McCullough was originally charged with inflicting serious bodily injury. We're told his father is still in the hospital. The DA says McCullough could face life in prison without parole if he's convicted on the first-degree murder charge.
We are 2 days out from former President Donald Trump being arrested in Fulton County. This is a live look at the Fulton County Jail right now, where Trump says he will turn himself in on Thursday. The arrest stems from his most recent indictment in Georgia, where he and 18 co-defendants are accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election. So here's what we know about Trump's booking process. He's expected to post a $200,000 bond. It's a deal his legal team and the district attorney's office agreed to yesterday. Other release conditions include barring Trump from using social media to target his co-defendants, as well as any witnesses. And several other suspects in the case also agreed to bond orders yesterday as well.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, an investigation continues today after a child was left in this van outside a daycare center in Omaha, Nebraska. Police say the van is registered to the owner of that daycare. Now, the high temperature in Omaha yesterday was in the upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digits. Police say the daycare center van picked up the little girl. There you see the little girl right there, 1 year old, and her two siblings from that home and took them to the daycare. Investigators are trying to figure out why the two siblings were brought into the daycare center and someone forgot the one-year-old in that hot van. This investigation continues.
Terrible details there, Ken. President Biden is vowing to the people of Maui that they will get all the support they need to rebuild. Biden and the First Lady got an up-close look yesterday at the devastation caused by deadly wildfires on that island. 114 people have been confirmed dead, and state officials say more than 800 are still missing. Speaking at a community event in Lahaina last night, Biden said Maui will get all the help it needs.
I want you to know, whatever it takes, as long as it takes, I look at your congressmen and senators and governor and lieutenant governor, we're going to get it done for you.
Some people have criticized the government's response, including the initial $700 critical needs payments for survivors. The federal government says it is bringing in more resources and has approved more than $8 million in relief so far. Coming up on 8:40 right now on your Tuesday morning. Also ahead, an officer jumps into action when he notices a home on fire. See the body cam video that shows how he saved this unknowing family.
And do you ever get frustrated with the time you waste looking for a parking spot? We'll introduce you to the new technology that cuts that time down by more than half and where it will be put into use in the Triangle.
I'll also give you a live look right now over North Hills this morning. Another hot and humid day on the way today. But just hang in there. Tomorrow we'll get a little relief that Elizabeth Gardner will talk about next. .843 is the time right now as we give you a live look at Pinehurst from our WRL Live Cam Network. This is the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, home of the famed Pinehurst number 2, ready for action. Next in line for the Men's U.S. Open, June of 2024. Right now, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're going to take it down to the Gulf and look at the tropics, Elizabeth.
Hey, we just got the new update at 8 a.m. And this storm is moving fast. It's moving northwest at 18 miles per hour. Tropical Storm Harold, which developed early this morning as a tropical storm at about 2 a.m. Winds at 45 miles per hour. And it's really just a couple of hours from the center of circulation, making landfall here in South Texas. And already we've seen a lot of heavy rain moving onshore. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at some of these rain bands. Rain band number 2 from this storm already moving inland. You can see a lot of heavy rain pushing as far west as Laredo. Laredo. Lots of lightning with this as well. So the heavy rain has arrived. And again, the center of the storm likely to make landfall but by lunchtime. Pretty rapidly, it becomes a tropical depression, but it is likely to dump a lot of heavy rain. You can see at 2 p.m., it's inland there, almost on the southern tip of Texas. And we take a look at some of those potential rainfall totals. This yellow spot's going to put it up to the 6-inch range. So probably 4 to 5, maybe some isolated 6-inch totals in South Texas. But as it moves here into some of the higher terrain of Mexico, we can see as much as 10 inches of rainfall, which could easily cause some landslides and flooding there. We take a look outside. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies here across our area, 75 degrees with a dew point of 69. We're going to see a hot day today. We check out Futurecast. Lots of high thin cloud cover now, but the clouds will likely thicken up this afternoon. We have a cold front that'll swing through this evening, and behind the front, we're going to get a nice push of some dry air coming in, meaning lower humidity and cooler temperatures. At 7 o'clock, a good bit of cloud cover. As we get to later into the evening with the front, there could be a few isolated showers in our southern counties, but it would truly be isolated. Ahead of the front, though, it's going to be hot like yesterday. 95 Raleigh, 93 Durham, 98 in Fayetteville. We'll take a look at our muggy meter, and it's almost up to tropical. And of course, the higher level of moisture there is in the atmosphere, the hotter it feels to our skin. And so it's going to feel so much better tomorrow. We'll end up with this dry air spilling in overnight tonight. You're going to wake up to a much more pleasant feel tomorrow morning. But notice there's lots of humidity to our east and to our west. And so this nice little pocket of comfortable conditions only sticks around for a day or so. By late Thursday, we start to see that moisture moving back in. So 69, really steamy today, comfortable tomorrow. But look at Friday and Saturday. We get back into some really tropical feeling conditions. It'll feel like 102 today, but just 88 tomorrow, 96 Thursday, and then as high as 109 on Friday. That could put us under a heat advisory for Friday and possibly Saturday too. But Saturday, another front comes through, the chance of thunderstorms, and drops our temperatures again. So nice to see a little bit of a roller coaster ride with 3 out of 7 days in the 80s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A new outdoor concert venue in Raleigh and an indoor sports arena in Cary are closer to reality. Wake County commissioners unanimously approved funding for those projects and several others using tourism tax money. More than $387 million will pay to expand the Raleigh Convention Center and relocate Red Hat Amphitheater a block south of its current location. Another $75 million would go toward building a new downtown Raleigh hotel that can accommodate larger conventions. There's also $75 million dedicated for a new indoor sports complex as part of the redevelopment of South Hills Mall in Cary. And Wake County commissioners also approved millions of dollars for PNC Arena renovations. Raleigh City Council members approved the funding last week. The money is part of a larger recommendation from the city and county managers on how to spend revenue from the hospitality tax. Raleigh's hospitality tax is expected to foot the bill.
A man is dead this morning from a gas tank explosion in Nash County. WRL Sky 5 shows the massive response after it happened yesterday. This is on Tobacco Farm on a Red Bud Road in Castalia. Nash County Sheriff says the man was filling up the gas tank when it exploded. He's been identified as 28-year-old Francis Johnson Jr. of Lewisburg.
The first day of the traditional school year is almost here, and schools will be looking at ways to spend their unused pandemic funding. WREL Investigate Sarah Kruger has a preview of a story you'll only see on WREL. This is the last full school year of COVID relief funding, and the clock is ticking to spend hundreds of millions of dollars or risk losing it. From PPE at the beginning of the pandemic to bonus pay to teachers who stayed in the classroom during the COVID disruption to programs to help kids not fall too far behind. North Carolina school systems spent billions. Tonight on our news at 5:30, WREL investigates the money that is unspent and the programs that school systems hope to continue even when this COVID funding goes away. Sarah Kruger, WRAL News, Raleigh.
A company in North Carolina dumped massive amounts of toxic chemicals into the Cape Fear River. For decades, they did this, and the Cape Fear is the drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. These forever chemicals, linked to serious health problems, also contaminated the air and groundwater surrounding the plant. It's the subject of our latest WRL documentary, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water. You can watch Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's toxic tap water, tomorrow at 7:30 on WRAL. You can also watch on WRAL.com and the WRAL Doc YouTube page at 8 o'clock.
You'll soon know if you'll need to be a little more patient with package deliveries. UPS workers are working on a tentative labor contract between the company and the Teamsters Union. Workers want higher wages and a tightened pay gap between workers. If the employees give the deal a thumbs down, it could lead to one of the largest strikes against an individual employer in U.S. history. A strike would do significant damage to the economy, the supply chain, and it could cause problems with package delivery. As well. A final tally on that deal is expected this afternoon. Governor Cooper will pay a visit today to the Wake Ed Partnership's Tools for Schools classroom supply store. The shop opened earlier this month to give teachers a place to stock up for the coming year. Supplies are brought by the Wake Ed Partnership or donated by different community partners. Teachers are given points to use on items, and teachers can sign up on the Wake Ed Partner website.
Finding a parking spot at RDU is getting easier thanks to some new technology. Overhead lights will signify open, closed, and handicapped spots. If you spot a green light, there is an open spot right there. And the airport tried this out on level 6 for a while, and they report that guests found spots 63% faster. So all the levels of the deck will get those lights by spring of 2024.
A police officer was in the right place at the right time when he managed to help save a family from a burning home. The family was inside. They had no idea their house was on fire. The dramatic moments were caught on camera.
Your house is on fire. Get out. Your house is on fire.
Your house is on fire. Get out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This happens in Ohio. The officer quickly jumped into action and grabbed a water hose to put out that fire. According to police, the homeowners were using a fire pit on the deck and they thought they put it out. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Officers are now using this video as a reminder about fire safety.
There's a great deal for movie lovers this weekend with discounted tickets for National Cinema Day. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with that.
The world will remember this day.
Celebrate your love for movies with the second annual National Cinema Day, August 27th.
All movies, all showtimes, all formats of participating theaters, $4.
The Cinema Foundation started the tradition.
Last year, we decided it was such a wonderful way to say thank you to all the moviegoers who came back. Over 8.1 million people came out to the movies on that single day.
CinemaDay.org lists theaters participating. Tickets can be found for blockbusters, re-releases, and new releases.
Dude, this is real.
Gran Turismo, you can see it, and you can not just see it, but you can watch it, you know, in a motion seat, D-Box, 4DX, all that same $4. We also have Golda from Bleecker Street, Blue Beetle, of course, and Strays, and, of course, all of the top titles that are playing right now, like Barbie and Oppenheimer.
There are plenty of options for family outings.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Super Mario Brothers, the sing-along Little Mermaid, and think about a family of four can go see each of those movies for $20.
The Cinema Foundation president, Jackie Brenneman, noted how strong of a box office it was this July and that they're looking forward to the fall slate.
There were horror movies, family movies, comedies, action movies, a World War II biopic in IMAX, and we have all of that coming up this year.
It's possible the fall release schedule will have changes as the Hollywood double strike continues. Right now, there are big films still scheduled to hit the big screen and many movies currently playing for movie lovers to enjoy.
We certainly hope that, you know, that both sides come to a swift resolution, but we're open. We're doing great business and we still have lots and lots of movies for audiences.
Ashley Dvorkin reporting. National Cinema Day is Sunday, so get ready for that. $4 tickets. Before we head off to break, here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen. We'll also get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.